Let's go and read what's going to happen in the future, and it's coming for all of you. Because you haven't repented and been born again, and you're not obeying the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And in flaming fire, taking vengeance. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is this assembly. That's the American church system. You're not obeying the gospel, who he will punish with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. That's what's coming to you carnal Christians and American churchianity. The wrath of God is coming for you. Jesus said, everything my Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. He did not plant the Stronger Man Conference. He did not plant John Liddell's Goat Farm, James River Church. He did not plant Trinity Church in Arizona from the cussing pastor Mark Driscoll. He did not plant the American church system from Roman Catholic down to Evangelical, down to the non-denoms, to the Jehovah Witnesses. If you're planted of Jesus Christ, you're growing and rooted in his word, and you go deep in the scriptures. And you obey Christ in spirit and truth. John 4:24, as my sign says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Sure, don't grab my sign. Don't grab my sign, sir. Thank you. You shouldn't be grabbing people. Officer, could you tell him not to grab my sign? That would be nice. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. A lot of fleshly people here today. Loving our neighbor with the truth of the gospel. Young people, lest you repent, you're going to lose your souls. Unless you're obeying Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, you're going to lose your souls. Unless you come out of the American church systems, you're going to lose your souls. Have you lost your life? Have you been transformed by this glorious Savior? The shed blood of Jesus will cleanse you, transform you. The Spirit will give you a new heart and a new mind. And you won't need the street preacher to tell you what God's Word says. You'll be running to the Scriptures. You'll be craving, hungering, and thirsting for righteousness. If that's not you, you're not born of God. See, the Holy Spirit teaches you all truth. The Holy Spirit leads you to righteousness. The Holy Spirit changes your entire life, neighbors. The Holy Spirit doesn't leave you in your dead, worldly, fleshly, pride and vanity, entertaining, seeking ways, like the American church system. Turn, repent, seek after Christ, this risen Savior. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy. And only a puny few of you are going to find eternal life. You got your entertainment today. You got your carnal boxing yesterday. You got your feminized false teachers today. Mark Driscoll, John Lindau, Javin and Tim. Heretic, feminized, false teachers that my website exposes for free. I don't make any money off of this. I retired and support myself. But you can pay $100, $150, $190 to be entertained by a bunch of goats. That's what this is. This is a goat farm. That's what the American church system is, a goat farm. And the American culture is Sodom too, ready for judgment to come. And I go into the world outside churches, outside of religious events, outside secular events, out in the streets, everyday witnessing, on our website. Why? Why? Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men that it may glorify your Father in heaven. Not praying, not giving, that's done in private. They don't pray in private here, they telecast it. go to their websites. They pray and telecast it. They pray they're giving. Jesus said, don't do that. Another area you don't obey Christ in. But he did say, let your good works be seen before men that it may glorify your Father in heaven. So we stand out to be a finger in Satan's eye, in his culture. Yep, this culture is Satan's kingdom. The churches today in America are Satan's kingdom. And we love to stand and stick our finger in the eye of Satan, in the eye of his workers, in the eye of his false people. And we cannot be moved. As I told one man earlier, he said, shut up and go away. I said, unless you kill me or incapacitate me, I will not go away and shut up about the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a police officer right there. He fully knows I'm perfectly legal. Otherwise, he'd be over here. He hasn't even made contact. Thank you, officer, for doing your biblical job. Excuse me, your right job. Unless I break the law, he cannot even contact me. But while we still have First Amendment rights in America, and yes, I will take my rights, Paul said, I'm a Roman citizen. I want to go to Rome to preach the gospel. I will use my rights to preach the gospel, not for more freedom, not for bigger widescreen TVs, not for more money. I could care less about my American citizenship. It's all dung compared to knowing Jesus Christ. But in this wicked system, I will use it for the glory of God and stand and preach and tell you, unless you repent, the wrath of God is coming for you, American churchgoers. Don'tperish.com shows you why in God's word. Don't listen to the itchy ear ticklers. Don't listen to the false teachers. Don't listen to all the feminized men like Driscoll, like Lindell, like Tim, like Javin, like all these men that show up and promote it. Folks, they're united to the New Apostolic Reformation. They're united to Bethel Church. These people lay on graves and suck power from them in mysticism. Mark Driscoll invited Sean Foyt, I have a testing of both of them on my website, to his church. Foyt lays on dead people's graves to suck power. What are you following here? You're following mysticism and occult ways. You're at the very least promoting it. Come out. Repent. Be ye holy. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stop trampling the blood of Jesus Christ, living in your worldly ways. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Stronger Man Conference Exposed, right on the front of our website. A whole bunch of links there about Mark Driscoll, about Sean Foyt, and the occult ways they promote here. But only seekers, see? We know, we've been doing this long enough. 10,000 people line up. If one person emails and is a seeker, that's a glorious thing. Because in Noah's day... In Noah's day, here's a gospel truth for you.
Can I ask you a question about the Bible?
Who's this?
My husband.
I'd like to talk to your husband about the Bible. I don't want to teach over him. Could I talk to you about the Bible? The Bible tells me that I'm not supposed to teach over your head. I want to respect you. Why don't you ask me the question? Until they get their question ready, if it's a good question, not a mocker's question.
It's ready.
We'll see if I want to answer it. I'm not at your beck and call, ma'am. Bible tells me not to entertain mockers. If it's a mocker question, I can see by your attitude. I can see by your attitude. I see feminism and I see sin and I see mockery. Yeah.
This is
tell you what, sir. You can email me. Nope. Okay. I'm gonna go back to my preaching then. See, I don't entertain mockers. The Bible tells me not to entertain mockers. The Bible tells me to turn away from those that live in sin. From those, if you're here, you're a mocker. If you're here, not seeking the truth. They come up to me and ask questions, and I ask them to be biblical. Have the husband ask the question. I'm not teaching a man's wife over a husband. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. I didn't go interrupt their preaching.
What is first?
When people come to interrupt my preaching, I find it interesting. I didn't interrupt their preaching.
You did.
You don't need to come and interrupt mine. You have my email. You can email me a question. When I know someone's going to be mockery.
What is 1 Corinthians 13:1? What is that verse about?
Why don't you email me? If you don't know the gospel, we can't even go on to other things. You don't even know the gospel, we can't go on to other things.
Though I speak with the tongues of men, of angels, but I have not charity, I have become a sound and brass.
Absolutely. Charity is love. And what is love? Love is telling the truth. Love is preaching the truth. Love is telling you that if you're in sin, 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those that are in sin. And you see, people that come and ask those kind of questions, they don't want the truth because love is telling you the truth. Ready? Mark 10. The rich man comes to Jesus. I love this verse. And it says, Jesus loved him and told him what he lacked. They just told me I'm not loving because I'm telling them what they lack. My Savior was loving and told the rich man what one thing he lacks. And so it is loving to tell you about sin. It is loving to call you out of the world. It is loving to call you out of every false way. It is loving
Jesus
that you turn from your sin and seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
You wouldn't even shake
we
that
love our
hand.
Neighbors. We want you to know the truth of the gospel.
And you call that
we
love?
Want you to know that Jesus did not shed his blood so that you could live in your sin and live in your worldliness. Jesus did not shed his blood. Yep, that's true. It's not worth answering feminism. It's not worth it. Thank you, officer. It's not worth answering feminism. I appreciate that. The Bible gives us clear instructions on who to entertain, who to answer. Jesus was silent before mockers often. Interesting. I guess I want to be more like my Savior. Jesus looked at the Pharisees plenty of times, said one sentence, and they walked away or he walked away. There was no discussion, long and drawn out. And so turn from your sin, American Christians. Lose your life. Have you been made new? Here you go, sir. Did you get a gospel card?
Yeah, I have a non-mocking question.
Well, I'll decide that after I hear it, sir.
Okay.
What's your name?
Brian?
Yeah. My name's Chupos. Nice to meet you, Brian.
Yeah, pleasure.
I'm not hard-nosed, but I don't deal with mockers, so. The Bible, do you actually know the Bible says not to?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Go ahead.
I've been listening.
Let me get closer because I got bad hearing.
Yeah, so American church systems.
Yeah.
It's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the alternative if it's not
Jesus Christ and his ordained ways that he said will be few? And in Luke 18:8, he said this. Ready? When the Son of Man returns, will there be any faith left on earth? Did you know the true faith is going to be so rare?
Yeah.
You're not going to find it in a building, in a system, in a denomination. You're going to find scattered people like my wife and I, and we know some scattered all over the world, that have come out, and you don't go to church for fellowship. You follow Christ and obey him. And if even if what, Brady, I have a question. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, what if Noah was like you? Hold on. You go to a church system, right? I'm just guessing. Okay. So what if Noah was like you and said, I can't find anybody. The best I can do. And he led a bunch of pagans on the ark with him. What would God have done? He would have destroyed him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to be a Noah as I need to be a Noah. And you need to stand with God. And if there's 300 people in your church and they're worldly and false gospel, corrupt and feminized, you got to stand against that and be a Noah and stand alone because eternity is a long time. A short life with 300 people that is compromised versus eternity is very short. So at my website, for free, I don't sell like these people do. I teach you how to follow Christ in spirit and truth from the Word of God. I don't have any truth. I got nothing. I'm an old man. I retired. I fund myself to do this. I got nothing. But you know what I do have? I have the Word of God. And as I told a couple men that got in my face, you better kill me if you think you're going to stop me from preaching.
So do you think...
And these guys tried to hold signs in my face. They had this giant mountain of a man out here, and I told him, you're a feminized man. You're here promoting feminist pastors. He was gone pretty quick. I love him, but he got the truth.
So is there really no hope or purpose or chance of doing good from going and being part?
Can you do good from sin? Can I rob a bank and give it to the poor?
So just like stepping into a place gives it
legitimacy.
Yeah, actually, Romans,
like not
ready?
Actively protesting.
Ready? I love you. Romans 16:7. See, I believe in obeying the word of God. Do you think we should obey the word of God?
Yes.
Okay, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. I believe we obey the word of God. Romans 16:17 says, ready? You ready to obey this? Mark those who cause division by, see, hold, let me stop there. Everybody says, I'm divisive. Because I divide from all these. Actually, Jesus said he came to bring a sword, not peace. So I'm all about division, but I divide out from false ways. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. So I have a question. If your church has left sound doctrine, and I know they have, just name it and I'll tell you how, and you don't avoid them, are you obeying God's word?
That's well put.
You're not. You're not. I love you. I'm putting my hand out. I don't like people to touch me unless it's a decent embrace. I care for your soul. I get these people coming up to me, grabbing my amp, unplugging it, trying to reach in my pockets. Wickedness. Whoa. Wickedness.
Well, I was just saying, like, it...
Here, come over here for a second. This is going to make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Thank you.
Like, sound doctrine, I guess that would make us all, if we hold it very strictly, it would make us all churches of one.
It would make us all, what's it?
Churches of one. And so...
All, it would make all churches are one?
Make us church, one. Make us churches of one.
Okay.
If we hold to, like, hear sound theology. And
well, what did Jesus say you're supposed to hold to? Every word of the mouth of God. In Acts 5, ready? First of all, Adam and Eve. How many sins got thrown out of the garden? One. After grace had come and Jesus rose from the grave and everybody's telling me, grace, 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 faith alone, grace alone, you're saved. That's a lie. The Bible didn't teach it anywhere. How many sins did it take to kill a husband and wife in Acts 5? Go read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus says, some of you, I just read it, some of you have not defiled your garments, but I find you not perfect. Flee those things that are lacking, lest I come and remove your life. Do you understand the Bible calls you to perfection over 20 times in the New Testament? Now, let me give you the good news. I'm not a perfect man. You're not. You're not. But you know what that word perfection means? Complete and mature. So that means this week, this month, next year, you should be more complete and holy and biblical than you were the year before. And as you're walking, you're a better husband, a better father, a better Christ follower. You're not compromising, going, I just want to get along with all these people.
Okay, so is there a compromise. Church of over 10 people that you agree with? That you
I don't know. I'm just going to, you know what?
Oh, let's put my question.
Yeah, ready? Voice. Ready? I'm going to tell something that's factual, and I challenge you to prove me wrong. I don't know one system in a building in America or the world that is preaching the biblical gospel, living it, and walking in sound doctrine. And if you say you're crazy, you're nuts, email it to me and I'll test it. I challenge you to email me the one. I've been at this for years. They all are compromised. They're all in sin. They're keeping Roman Catholic, evangelical, churchianity ways, feminized ways. Did you see how my wife dresses? Did you know the Bible teaches women to cover their heads and dress? Did you know the Bible teaches us to... God shed blood. God shed blood in Genesis 3. An archetype of Jesus to come to cover us. It never changed. The priests, the prophets, Jesus, the disciples. And guess what you get one day, young man? Your first name again.
Brian.
I meet so many people. You get a robe of righteousness if you endure to the end. You're not getting muscle shirts and a t-shirt. So this kind of Christianity, there was just a guy over there, and I know all about this. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 100 women combined. The guy's standing over there, and he's doing this. Muscle shirt on. He's telling me, weightlifting makes me a man. You think that makes you a man of God? That's what this promotes. That's what this promotes. Okay. Boxing. If you and I get in a ring and pummel each other, are we godly?
No.
That's what when I were you here last night?
Yeah, sure.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Was that godly?
No.
Why are you doing that?
Okay, I have a follow up question.
All right. Yeah, I love you. I can see you do have a heart for some truth, baby. I love you.
Have you considered?
And by the way, real quick, don't crumble that up. On our website, everything you've asked me, I've got thousands of resources for free.
Have you tried to start your own church?
I'll tell you what, I'm a full-time evangelist, I travel. When we find, I don't start churches. Church planting is a lie. Let's get a building, have coffee and cookies, and invite people. God adds to the body. Acts 2 and Matthew 16 says God adds to the body. So if I preach here, and if you email me and call me and go, wow, God's word, God's spirit got a hold of me, I want to follow Christ, I want to be biblical, I'll help you be the church right here in this town. But I don't start it. It's got to start with people that desire to repent. Now, you know, me and my wife. I don't know who this man is. He's here. I don't know. He doesn't appear to be a mocker. Maybe you know him, and that's how you start. You start seeking the kingdom. But here's the thing. If you love God, it don't matter. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. What if your wife says, I ain't following that, Brian. You better follow Christ, otherwise she's an idol, and you're going to lose your soul over idols. Jesus said he came to separate mothers, fathers, sons, husbands, wives, children, parents, unless you fully lost your life. By the shed blood of Jesus, you probably heard me preaching it. By the shed blood of Jesus, we preach. You can be cleansed. You can be made new. He rose again to defeat death for us. You must repent. That means leave every false way. These places have not repented. A bunch of people told me, guys out in front, cussing and smoking. You know what they told me they repented of? Hard drugs. Great. That you got to repent of hard drugs. You got to repent of the smoking and the cussing and dressing like the world and covering yourself with tattoos and earrings as men and women. You got to come out of all of that. Why? To work your way to heaven? No. Your heart's changed. What else is going to change, Brian?
Your actions.
Everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. So you got to be. If you want to be the body here, contact me. I'll help you. I'd stay and help you become the body here. I'd teach you what it takes.
I'm from Kansas City.
I'm sorry?
I'm from Kansas City.
Whatever. I'm going up that way. I'm just telling you. There's no excuse to not follow Christ in spirit and truth. And we saw the mockery here today. We saw the foolishness. These security men. Here's one standing right behind me. They couldn't bring the word of God. They couldn't come and ask questions and go, hey, why are you hearing against us? Because the word of God is not on their side. Only seekers come and ask questions and then they go, whoa. All right, that's a hard one I can't answer. It might be seeking truth. They're not seeking truth. They try to block me with signs. This is foolishness. It's all, you're going to see it all. Watch the website. We're going to be posting videos and audios. I'm making an audio right now, if you don't mind. That'll be put up. It's a public audio. And I do that for safety reasons. I get my gospel sign stolen. I get beat up. I get my gospel my phone taken from me. Jesus said you will be hated for his name's sake. Just ask yourself, who hates you? Because of the truth of Jesus and how you're living your life. Not because you're a jerk. I've not been a jerk out here today. You see that feminist lady? She was mad and she came back to get a piece of me because I won't entertain her mockery. And all I did was ask the biblical things. Is this your husband? Yeah. Can he ask me a question? And then he forcefully did it. And then he wanted to go to what? Love.
I will submit to you that.
What is love?
Yeah.
Love is keeping God's commandments.
I agree with you on that. I will submit to you, something very interesting did happen in there with Mark Driscoll, and he was calling out the demonic nature of the entertainment in there.
Calling out what?
The demonic nature and origin of the entertainment that was going on in there. And
as he comes and unites to it and gets paid his honorarium.
If they asked you to come and speak with you?
No. No. There's only one way. Then I would go inside that building.
Let me finish.
Wait. A Roman Catholic priest one time said to me, you can come in my building and preach. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I'll let you come in. And I said, can I say anything I want? He said, well, no. I'll give you 10 minutes, and if you say something I don't like, we're going to cut you. And I'm like, no. If they told me you got a half an hour to get up and preach anything you want, I'd walk in there like Paul did at Mars Hill, and I would preach to the pagans, and I would leave. So it's not uniting. Mark Driscoll, the cussing pastor, he had Sean Foyt come to his church. You know who Sean Foyt is? An NAR, New Apostolic Reformation guy, believes in all these fake signs and wonders. I have pictures on my website on that testing. Sean Foyt laying on someone's grave, sucking Lonnie Frisbee's grave, sucking the power out of his grave. That's what Mark Driscoll's gone from an emergent evangelical to the New Apostolic Reformation because he got thrown out of evangelicalism. He's the guy that, I should have brought this up. Mark Driscoll was the guy that the Holy Spirit was showing in people having sex in the back seat of cars. You're aware of this. You're shaking your head.
No, I didn't know all that. I just wanted to finish telling you what happened.
Go ahead. It's all over the internet.
Yeah, so I've kind of...
Yeah, you're being good. You're being patient. I appreciate you.
No, so he...
I haven't met too many men like you today.
He did that, and then...
Wait, he did what?
He's saying that...
What did he say exactly? Can you help me?
Okay, so he was preaching on Ahab and Jezebel. And Elijah, and he was saying the spirit of Ahab, spirit of Jezebel was like the Asherah poles, the high places. They had the evil inside of the Lord. No one in Israel had sold themselves like they did.
Mark was quoting all this.
Yeah, so this is the story. This is what he's teaching from.
Okay.
He said the spirit, the Jezebel spirit, the weak man spirit of Ahab, is all still alive. And he said that on the opening night there was a sword swallower, a guy that came on stage, took his shirt off, climbed up a pole, and he said that this was the spirit of Jezebel is alive, and that's how we started this thing. And so this is what happened, though.
What happened? Did he walk out after that and say, I can't be united to this?
No, the Mr. Lindell stood up and told him to stop, and that he had crossed a line.
And what did Mark do then?
He said, okay.
And then did he keep preaching?
No, and he walked off.
He walked off, and he never came back?
Well, then he brought back on, and they made a show of you.
So Mark's got a little bit of truth, okay? He said, a worker of Satan, okay? Did you know Satan brought the word of God to Adam and Eve? And also to Jesus on the Temple Mount? Don't be deceived when people bring you God's word. Run and test everything I've told you today to the word of God. Don't be impressed when people bring you the word of God. Go, do they use some of the word of God to deceive me, and then they either don't preach the truth or they corrupt it? That's what these places do. If I handed you a fake $20 bill, let's say my wife and I were counterfeiters. We're not. Well, what if I was? If I handed you a pink $20 bill, am I going to get very far? You're going to go, what is that? What if I hand you one that's green and it looks pretty good? And then when you examine it close, you go, hey, president's got three eyes. This ain't right. It's got to look good to deceive. Satan is a master deceiver. And Mark Driscoll will probably get more followers because of that. When Mark Driscoll repents, gets away from his faith alone, grace alone gospel. You cannot find one Bible verse that teaches you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. James 2 tells you you're not saved by grace alone and faith alone. You're saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2. We're made for good works, Ephesians 10. And James says your works justify your faith. As Abraham believed, he went. As Noah believed. And if you don't think that's true, if Noah was told to build the ark, what if Noah didn't build the ark and said, God, I have faith in you, I believe in you, I ain't building the ark. What would happen? He'd have drowned. Faith and works. So my works, I'm calling you and me and my house to come out of the world. Come out of every false way. Come out of feminism. Come out of this paganism. Come out of the mysticism they're promoting. Coming out of the carnal flesh and boxing that's not of God. Ready? They're going to say this. Well, Paul used a boxing analogy once in the scripture. Yeah? Paul also used harlots. You're going to go lay with a harlot too? That doesn't justify the wickedness of it. That just says, this is how something's done. That's worldliness and that's sin.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I hope you repent, sir.
Thank you for being here.
This is false ways. Are you united to this? Do you believe this is of God?
I love Jesus.
Do you believe this is of God?
I love the Lord.
Do you believe this is of God? Boxing, false gospels. Mark Driscoll, Mark Driscoll called out the sword swallowing. Do you agree with all that, sir? See, it's why I can't shake your hand. I can't shake your hand and say, bless you. It says, oh, you're from James River Church. Hey, ask Lindell about that little toe. You guys know about that. Huh?
I don't need to know about it.
Sure you need to know about it. Yeah. They claimed at his church that some woman's toe grew back. Made a big deal out of it. And people said, Jesus' miracles were seen. Show us the foot. They would never show the foot. They're never. To this day, it's all been a big scam. They're liars. He's united to Bill Johnson at Bethel Church. The one that believes your teeth will fill up with gold fillings because of the Holy Spirit falling down himself. This is mysticism and wickedness, and I'm glad Mark Driscoll could see that. I'm going to put on the testing what you just told me. I have an eyewitness that says, can I say this? Mark Driscoll called out a sword swallower. Is that accurate?
He said it was the astropole.
An astropole. Mark Driscoll called that out. I will put that on the website, but then again, so he's got one thing right. He got to keep going. What do you guys have right? You got to keep going. What do I have right? I got to keep going. And so going back to your question, what can I ask what church you belong to?
Summit Park.
I'm sorry?
Summit Park. Summit Park.
Oh, Summit Park. I'm sorry. No is that like a non-denom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So, but non-denoms, you know, they still keep all the ways handed down. Christmas? Yeah. Easter? Good Friday?
I tell you what gets me more than...
Wait, Roman Catholic holidays. Did you know Jesus didn't even die on Friday?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
I didn't know that.
He died on Wednesday. He's in the grave 3 days, three nights. He's in the grave Wednesday to Saturday. He rises because he's our Sabbath rest. Do you know who made it Sunday and Friday? The Roman Catholics. And all the evangelicals and non-denoms are following along. Yet Jesus says in Mark 7, you worship God in vain for your man-made traditions.
Do we worship Passover?
I'm sorry?
Do we do Passover, Christians?
Do I do Passover? No, we're not Hebrew roots keepers. We're not. You can't keep the Torah law given to Israel today. We don't have a temple. We don't have a priesthood. Jesus said, it is finished. He fulfilled the law for us, and we're under the new covenant. Acts 15 does not tell the Gentiles. Paul never taught the Gentiles to keep Saturday Sabbath. And here's a good one for you for Sabbatarians. I'm sorry?
The Seder meal, I think.
The Seder meal. Some people do the Seder meal for the Lord's Supper, but it was a full meal. It's not the tidbit that everybody practices. It was a full meal in Matthew 26. Okay. It was a full meal. But a lot of people have that very wrong about, like, the Sabbath. They'll say, you should still be keeping Saturday Sabbath because it's eternal. It's actually not eternal. You know how you can prove that? Go read Revelation. I'm studying through it right now, verse by verse. At the end of the book, it says there'll be no need of the sun because Christ, the S-O-N, the sun, lights up the entire city. You need to have a Friday night to Saturday night for Sabbath. Christ is our Sabbath rest. And this is why all of these evangelical non-denoms, feminization. I'm sure they're feminized there. The pastor, your pastor's feminized. If his wife is not taught biblically to cover her head and dress biblical and come out of the culture, a lot of them have lady deacons, lady elders, lady pastors. Maybe yours doesn't, but a lot of them do. Lindell does. Driscoll does. Tim does. Jarvin does. Feminization. And Jesus particularly hates feminized Christianity. Go read Revelation. Who does he call out? The Jezebel. That's feminization of Christianity. He calls out Jezebel right in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3. And that is predominant in our culture today, feminization. You had all these women out here cheerleading. Woo! This is foolishness. What is this, a high school football game and carnality? You need scripture. You need to be obeying it. You need holiness. You need sound doctrine. You need the fruit that you're a tree of God. If you don't have that fruit, what's going to happen to you, according to John 15? Cut off. And do branches that are cut off make it to the kingdom? They get thrown in the fire. That makes sense?
Do you think it's close to the end times?
Do I what, sir?
I think that it's close to the end times.
I think every day is closer to the end times. We just preached during the eclipse. And a lot of people are telling me, that's just a natural event. It happens every year and a half. Just happened to happen over America. So, but it was interesting to see God's, I love this. I said, look at how the sun, and there's the moon right there. Look at how the sun and the moon and the earth lines up. You could set your clock to God's timing. And I was preaching to people that are standing there listening. God's word is perfect and it's all set and it's all going to happen just the way he says. So we're closer every day. But here's an earth-shattering thought for you that maybe you believe, maybe you don't. Pre-trib rapture? Absolute lie. Not taught anywhere in Scripture. I've got articles on that on my teaching blog. That is a 200-year-old heresy. Jesus said, I come for my elect at the end of the tribulation in Matthew 24, at the last trump. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ comes at the last trump. He comes one time for his elect. The body of Christ has to go through the tribulation. We will suffer the wrath of Satan. We will not suffer the wrath of God. So that's another lie that everybody wants to believe. So, my website's there for you. Did you have any questions? You hung around a long time. My website's there for you. Don't compromise. Let me know how I can help you go deep. Because what one thing you lack is going to keep you out of the kingdom. Don't let your wife, your church friends, your pastor, popularity. They didn't die and shed their blood for you. He did. Serve him. Let me know how I can help you. Love you, neighbor.
Okay, so
yes, sir. Yeah, you've been standing there a long time.
Oh, yeah. I met you last year. We actually talked about
it. Yeah, I think I remember you. Okay. Did you come to this again?
Yes, I did. All right.
Okay.
How do you guys meet? If you don't do a Sunday church thing, you do house to house, like in the biblical form of Acts?
Yeah, actually, we'll meet anywhere with people.